Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Judy Bisbing, the community health worker for Washington, Clay, Cloud, and Republic County. She talks about how she became the community health worker for these four counties.
Well, I was approached by a friend of mine who was very familiar with K-State, River Valley District. She knew they had received a grant to create a position called a community health worker. And what that is it's kind of a liaison or a link between the community and whatever services they need. And that's how she approached me about it and told me that the position was open and thought I'd be a good fit for it because I had worked in the medical field for about 30 years in probably pretty much the four counties that were responsible for Cloud, Republic, Clay, and Washington. And she thought I'd be a good fit for the position. So I thought about it. I'd been retired for probably about a year and a half or 2 years. And I was kind of getting bored with that because, you know, you kind of lose your sense of purpose when you're retired and felt like I could maybe do some good yet somewhere. So, you know, I went ahead and applied for the position. And oddly enough, they hired me.
Judy can help anyone with anything that they might need help with.
Boy, that's the thing that is very wide open, really. There's so many different things that I could help them with. Like, for instance, I've worked in the Hispanic community. I can get a translator over a phone. I work with them. They have trouble getting their needs met because of the language barrier. So I've worked with some of them and getting them things that they need. It can vary everywhere you go. The needs might be utility assistance. It might be assistance with the rent. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's getting transportation or finding health care. Maybe their furnace went out during the winter and they got to find a replacement somehow and they don't have any way to do it. And this can be just anybody. It can be young people. It can be elderly people. It just varies. So many people are living on very limited incomes and there's a lot of needs out there. I mean, there's some homelessness going on. It might be housing for somebody that needs that. It could be glasses that you can't afford. So there are some resources out there for people. You know, it could be a simple thing like a life alert, you know, just some monitoring system for you to be able to stay in your home. Could be weatherization for your house that needs things that you can't afford, like maybe insulation or new windows. And there's resources out there. And I'm kind of the link between finding these things and the client that needs them.
She hasn't been the community health worker for that long.
Well, I was hired in January, and I had to take classes to train to do it. My background is in the medical field. I was a registered nurse for 30 years, but it's not really the same thing. It's a totally kind of different thing, actually. I mean, as a nurse, I went out into the field a lot and I saw things that were needed, but I couldn't cross a certain line and help them, you know. But in this position, I can. And so, let's see, it was probably about mid-March. I actually started, after I had gotten trained and certified, I began actually seeing clients mid-March.
Judy will be the health worker through K-State as long as they let her.
Well, they've gotten a grant. You know, they say it's through the end of the year, you know, November or the end of the year. But, you know, that grant may be renewed or there might be other ways to fund it. So I'm not really sure about that. But I guess I'll do it as long as they want me to or as long as I can.
There are a few ways to get in contact with Judy if you need her help.
I have a number. I'll repeat that several times here. It's 785-747-6526. Again, that's 785-747-6526. Or I do have an email. They could reach me there too. It's jabispin@ksu.edu. Or they could call the River Valley District office at Clay Center too. That's kind of the main hub where I go, where my boss is. And that number is 785-632-5335. And just tell them that, you know, they need services of one kind or another.
Being the community health worker has changed Judy's life in a good way.
It really has. It gave me a purpose again. I really missed being able to help people because that was kind of my life. But it was mostly with elderly, geriatrics. And so, you know, when I quit working, I just kind of, I was kind of lost. I was so used to being busy. And I felt, I guess I feel now, as long as I can help somebody and do some good yet, I'm not young anymore. I'm in my 60s. So, but it's okay. I really enjoyed it. I love the job, you know, and you meet such wonderful people doing it. So it has really given me back my sense of purpose in my life. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that.
Judy will be happy to help you out in any capacity.
Well, I guess don't be afraid to call. There is no dumb questions, you know. And if you think your need isn't something that I can help you with, maybe I can refer you on to somebody that can. And, just try. There's so many people that just, pride gets in the way sometimes, and you just don't want to say, hey, I need help. But you know what? We all need help at one time or other. So if there's anything that I can do, I'd be happy to do it. So that's all I can say about it.
I would like to thank Judy Bisbing for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.